that the civilization's improvement or its future destruction depended on the choices we make as individuals. As I type his words into a new laptop, purchased before I really needed another one, I can't help wondering if I would be better off, if India, if the planet would not have been better off in some small, barely traceable way, if I had exercised a bit of Gandhian self-restraint.
The essay, Home Rule for the Soul, was written and presented by Professor Sunil Kilnani, and the producer of the series is Mark Berman. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. The time is now 11:15. This Friday night, not only will we be at the BBC Proms, we'll also be live at Charlton Park in Wiltshire for this year's WOMAD Festival. So tonight, Fiona Torkington offers you a preview of that festival in this evening's edition of Late Junction.
It's very easy. Whoa! That's whet your appetite for this coming weekend. WOMAD, of course, and that was the sound of Yosundur and Super Étoile de Dakar, recorded on the open air stage at WOMAD at Rivermead in Reading, Saturday, the 22nd of July, 2000. And welcome to another week of Late Junction. Many thanks to Nick Luscombe for the last couple of weeks here. Radio 3 will be at WOMAD as usual this weekend, and I'll have some of the artists from the Radio 3 stage for you on Late Junction next week, including one of the most entertaining bands on the planet. Farmers Market will be making their WOMAD debut on the Radio 3 stage on Friday afternoon. Stian Carstensen, you might remember, played live on our Late Junction 10th birthday programme last September. So it's a great pleasure to welcome him back with Farmers. Stian plays banjo, accordion, lap steel, Bulgarian flute and all sorts of other things. Trifon Trifonov is the rather unique sax and clarinet player. Nils Olav Johansson plays guitar, Finn Guttormsson's on bass and Jarle Vesperstad on drums. And I'll be playing you some of their WOMAD set on next week's programmes. Now, this is a shepherd's drinking song from Hungary.
Hey, előre kezdem el, hogy megértsük a szót, mivel hogy kecelen országos vásár volt. Hey! Két forint húsz krajcár volt a lajbi zsebbe, mikor a bürgéket behajtottuk kecerre. Szörnyen szép jószág volt, de a szent se kérte, haragudott is a purzsa sógor érte. Hey, ne lármázzon sógor, oda szólok neki, tám meghibbant kennek az esze kereki. Hey! De ő egy szót se szólt, ögye ki a fene, hanem odavágott a fejem tetejébe. Hey! Azt tudtam, teréfál, de eszibe se volt. Én is odavágtam a horgos mögyfa bunkót. Hey! Mikor odavágtam, akkor néztem nagyot, mert hogy a púzsa sógor menten összerogyott. Kilencszer rugdostuk, még se térült eszre, úgy köllött a zsógort betóni kecerre. Hey! Azt kérdi a doktor, mi a fene lehet-e, mert hogy a sógornak kilógott a nyelve. Hey! Nyolc nap múlva mentem a sógort megnézni, mert hogy akkor kezdett lassan eszre térni. Hey! Annyira berúgtam, nem tudtam hazamenni. Ángyomasszom mondta, inni kő csak inni. Hey! Mert az ángyomasszom mondta, inni kő csak inni. Hey! No, ígyunk! sej har, de mögesik, hogy néha-néha ott állok. Blámin csak egy szép menyecskéhöz járok. Sej har, mögesik, hogy néha-néha ott állok. Sej haj, de ne feküdj a szén a bobja tövébe. Körül van az rózsafával ültetve, könnyebb volna száz rózsafát kivágni. Sej haj, mint te tőled kis angyalom elválni. De könnyebb volna a száz rózsafát kivágni. Sej haj, mint te tőled kis angyalom elválni. Barátságod jutalma legyen az ég oltalma. Valamit vétettem, bocsáss meg én nékem, hogyha rosszat szóltam, én is ember voltam.
The voice of Janos Csík with a Csík band and a shepherd's drinking song, and then some dance tunes from Kiskun Holos. If I'd lived 400 years ago and the King of England asked me to play him a dance piece, this is what I would have done, says the guitarist Knut Reiersrud. Hello, Zabella, and a couple of schottische, an old Flemish tune called Jan Meinemann, and then a tune called Go Mauve. Following on from the guitarist Knut Reijerud playing a Japanese high-strung Kyari guitar, and a tune he said he'd have played for the King of England 400 years ago. You can expect more from Blow Zabella as the week goes on, by the way, a great new CD from them called Dance. In Gateshead this coming weekend, there's a Shape Note singing school as part of Summertime Americana Festival, and that's led by Tim Erickson. Tim Erickson there from the Cold Mountains soundtrack. Tim, as I said, is leading the Shape Note singing school in Gateshead this weekend. Estonian singer Siri Sisask next with the Christian Randalu trio. Some rather intriguing sounds in this piece called To Each His Own. Thank you. Morris Steger, the recorder player in a Cecconia by the 17th century Italian composer Tarquinio Merula, who wrote some gorgeous music in between all the misdemeanours which got him into so much trouble. And the voice of Siri Sisask from a project called Yelg, which puts her together with a Christian Randalou trio. Now, some rather haunting clarinet music by the Irish composer Jonathan Nangle. If you've ever driven along twisty country lanes in the dead of night, he says, your headlights will illuminate only a small cross-section of your immediate surroundings. So he called the piece, Our Headlights Blew Softly Into the Black, Illuminating Very Little. Deirdre O'Leary plays bass clarinet. California-based guitarist Trevor Healy, who rarely plays solo, actually. He's usually with his band Paper Legs, or he can be found in his workshop making or repairing guitars. That was a piece called Wrapped in Water, and it followed music by the Irish composer Jonathan Nangle, with Deirdre O'Leary there playing bass clarinet in Our Headlights Blew Softly into the Black, Illuminating Very Little. And just before we leave the sound of the bass clarinet, have a listen to this. A band called These New Puritans, who have a bit of a bass clarinet fest going on in their midst.
Moyo mchena, ye babanda titu mai wat. Zimbabwe yakauyane yondo vakomana yakauyane yondo vakomana neyondo Zimbabwe yakauyane yondo vakomana yakauyane yondo vakomana neyondo Zimbabwe yakauyane
Chartwell Dutiro and his band with Changamire, the respected one. And that followed a rather interesting band called These New Puritans and a track from them called Hologram. Now, this is Alabama-born Andre Williams, who recorded a string of hits in Detroit in the 1950s and went on to write songs for Mary Weld and Stevie Wonder. This is his own Bacon Fat.
Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track, seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes, help yourself, youngin'. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. And messy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, how messy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Oh, now play it good, now play it good. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Ham mercy, young man. Ham mercy, ham mercy.
Love it. 1950s American glory. That was Andre Williams and Bacon Fat. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Michael Lyman's Chasing Sheep is Best Left to Shepherds, from a new CD in which Michael teams up with the brilliant playing of the Motion Trio from Poland. More from that shortly. The sounds of the Welsh Cruth in a moment from Cas Meyrig. But first, Paolo Pandolfo plays Gamba in music by the 18th century German composer Carl Friedrich Abel.
Thank you.
Cass Myrig playing Cruth, Niall Kine on guitar, and Mawinnan March, Ravenscroft's hornpipe and the Presbyterian hornpipe. And they followed Paolo Pandolfo on gamba and Arpeggiata by Carl Friedrich Abel. Michael Nyman and the Motion Trio again now. This time they're joined by the trombonist Nigel Barr in Knowing the Ropes.
Thank you. market keeps rising. The big machines control the sea and the air. Those big machines, they gotta go somewhere. So we keep calling them up, calling them up, no matter what. And then those questions come, like, was the Constitution written in invisible ink? Is everybody here forgotten how to think? Is this great big boat starting to sink? Pinpoint nukes ready to fight, just to kill. Sure, we're right. Welcome to the American night. We just keep calling them up, calling them up. We just keep calling. You know, Tom Paine wrote the first bestseller at a dark time in the revolution, when we were losing, and all the soldiers were deserting, giving up. And the book was called Common Sense, and it was really just a long list of questions. And one of the questions was, does it make common sense for an island to rule a continent? And everybody kind of went, and they signed back up. And today you could ask, does it make common sense for a country to rule the world? But no matter what you answer, no matter what you think, no matter who you vote for, we just keep going.
Laurie Anderson and Dark Time in the Revolution. Joey Barron on drums on that track too, and that's from Laurie's album Homeland. And that followed Michael Nyman with the Motion Trio and Nigel Barr and Knowing the Ropes from Drowning by Numbers. Well, tomorrow's Late Junction starts at the slightly later time of 11:30 after the late night prom. And I'm going to end tonight with Joby Burgess's Power Plant playing a piece called Import Export by Gabriel Prokofiev, remixed by Murkoff. A soft drink bottle, oil drums, and best of all, says Joby, plastic bags. Till tomorrow, good night.
Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to have your company, and I hope you'll enjoy this morning's concert. It's a selection of live radio recordings from the Netherlands of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra in the years between 1979 and 1983. Here first is Colin Davis in 1983 conducting them in Stravinsky. The Symphony of Psalms is one of Stravinsky's most famous works. He uses a large wind band with percussion, harp, two pianos, cellos and basses, but unusually no upper strings. Stravinsky said he wanted to write for a choral and instrumental ensemble in which the two elements would be on an equal footing. The three movements are played without a break.